quietly, and we'll jump right into the message. I got about 20 minutes, and we will be done. I've got to ride the bus home tonight. And am I on, brother? Can you hear me good? Are we good? Good in the hood? I like it. All right. All right, find our way back to our seats. All right. Quickly, young ladies, very quickly, all right? Right back in, quietly. All right. All right, we're ready to go? Okay. Well, I wanted to tell you, it's part of the message, but a quick story. Many of you know Charlie, obviously, our little guy. He's about 5 months old, and we love Charlie. He's great. Well, a few months ago, in August, I had the opportunity to go to a Tigers-Red Sox game. And it was a great time. First time I've ever been to Detroit, really. That part of Detroit. Nice part, actually. And I'm being sarcastic. Not very nice at all. But I went to Comerica Park, and I had all my Red Sox gear on. I had my hat. I had one of Pastor Rich's big green jerseys. It went down to my knees. And I had a Red Sox blanket. And I walked down the mean streets of Detroit with all my Red Sox gear. Almost got shot at. I mean, it was exciting. Well, I said all that. Oh, at the game, having a good time. Well, my wife called me at the game and said, Charlie has just not been really doing good. He's been spitting up a lot, and he can't hold his bottles down. And, you know, it just other things and little concerns. And I said, well, you know, obviously babies, we know they spit up. I said, let's just keep an eye on him. You know, he seems happy. Let's just kind of play it by ear, blah, blah. So I said, just keep in touch with me at the game. You know, the Red Sox were winning at one point. So I said, just text me and I'll answer you. Well, she called me back and said, during the game, said, you know, I called my mom's a nurse, and she said that we need to bring him in to the hospital because he could be dehydrated. And for an infant, that's very dangerous. So I said, that makes sense. So that's fine with me. You do whatever you want. I said, if you go to the hospital now, I said, when I get back, I'll call you when I'm close to Jackson. And if you're still at the hospital, I will go meet you there and we'll drive back together. We had a babysitter for Donald and Seth. I said, so just, I'll just keep you posted. So the game's over. By some miracle, the Tigers won that night. And it was just a disappointing loss. But I'm going back to the car, and I'm driving home. I called her up, and we're about an hour away. And she said, yeah, I'm at the hospital. I said, okay, I'll call when I get closer. Well, I called when I got closer. She was still at the hospital and still waiting, really, on a room. She had gotten there a little bit later. I said, okay, I'll meet you over there. So we went to the hospital, and, you know, Charlie just, he didn't look that great. And so I said, okay, so we finally got a room, and we're thinking, okay, we'll be there for an hour or two, and then we'll head home. It's Saturday night. You know, our babysitter's there. We need to get her home, and then we got church tomorrow, big day. I had to teach Sunday school. Well, we were there from about, what was it, 10:15-ish, 10:30. I got there about 11:15 after we got back from Detroit, and we were there till 7 a.m. Sunday morning. And with Charlie, they ran many tests, and all the tests came back great, negative, but they still didn't have an answer for us. And then they said, okay, you know, you're dismissed. You may leave. And I came back to the house about 7-ish, and it was Sunday morning, and I'm usually over here early getting lights turned on and getting things ready, and I knew that I wasn't going to lay down because I probably wouldn't have got up. So I got home, jumped in the shower, got in a suit, and came over here and got stuff ready for Sunday school and taught Sunday school. And this isn't me patting myself. This is me saying it was just a crazy day. It was probably one of the most unique days I've ever been through. And then led singing with any power I had left. And it was just a very stressful situation. From the night before at the game to Sunday morning, trying to keep my thoughts together and trying to, not just trying to figure out what's going on and my lack of sleep. And it was just a stressful situation. Every day, every one of us are faced with stressful situations. Each one of us. Everybody's different. We got teenagers in the room. We got middle-aged people in the room. We got senior saints in the room. We're all faced, though, every day with stressful situations. Maybe it's at work with your boss or with a coworker, and there's some disagreement or something messes up or something didn't go the way it's supposed to, and there's a stressful situation at work. Maybe it's at home. I can think of many times when our blessed washer has just kind of stopped working and it's filled with water. I don't care who you are. That's kind of stressful at the time when you're trying to get laundry done to go to camp for the next week and your washer's filled. We're faced with stressful situations. Maybe you're trying to get bills paid or repairs, like I said, or the car breaks down. Maybe teenagers at school, you're faced with a stressful situation. There's a test coming up that you forgot about. And you get to school and they say, okay, put your books away. Here's our test. And you're not even ready for it. That's a stressful situation. Maybe with friends at school, there's some issues going on. We're all faced with stressful situations. Sometimes even at church, you're faced with a stressful situation. If you're a Sunday school teacher or in any position of leadership and things don't go the way they're supposed to go sometimes, we can be placed in a stressful situation. If you have kids, you know what stress is. Stress when you have kids seems to always be just a moment away. I think of times when I've been just sitting at the office studying, getting stuff done, and I get a phone call. And in one moment, things are great. The next moment, your two-year-old ran to the side of a wall and he needs stitches. Or your three-year-old choked on a lifesaver, whatever it may be. When you got kids, stress is just always right around the corner. And it's not just us that have stress. Okay, we talk about those stressful situations. Go to 1 Samuel real quick. We're going to go quickly. 1 Samuel, we're going to breeze right through the message tonight. 1 Samuel chapter 1, we're all faced with stressful situations. But it's not just in 2015 or in this millennium. In the Bible, there are people that had stress, that got stressed, that had stressful situations. 1 Samuel chapter 1, look at verse 5. But unto Hannah, he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah. But the Lord had shut up her womb. She couldn't have kids, teenagers. That's what it means. She couldn't have kids. Verse 6, and her adversary also provoked her sore, look at this, for to make her fret. I mean, that's not a good thing. She's getting stressed out because the Lord has shut up her womb. And as he did so, year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. It goes on in verses 8 and 9. Look at verse 10. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. Look down at verse 14. She's in the temple praying and begging God for a child and upset and stressed out. And look at verse 14. Eli, the priest, said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunk and put away thy wine from thee? Listen, she was so stressed out and going crazy that they thought she was drunk. She was stressed out. Go to John chapter 6. Let's move quick. John chapter 6. Not just us people, even in the Bible, there's people that were faced with stressful situations. John chapter 6. John chapter 6, look at verse 5. John 6 and verse 5. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Look at verse 7. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. Verse 8, one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there's a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? There's thousands of people there. Jesus says, how are we going to feed them? And these disciples are probably looking around like, what are we going to do? I mean, we got some loaves here, but we got 2 fishes. I don't know if that's going to be enough for them. We need a lot more money than 200 pennyworth. What are we going to do? And they're getting stressed out. What are we going to do? We got to feed these people. Jesus wants to feed them. How are we going to do it? They were getting stressed out. Go to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10 and verse 38. Luke 10, 38, story of Martha and Mary. Now it came to pass, verse 38, as they went and he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And we see in verse 41, Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Martha is getting all bent out of shape because her sister's not helping her, and she's getting stressed out. She's getting stressed out. The message tonight is on stress, about stress. We saw, we talked about how we face stress in different situations in life. We saw how in the Bible, even there's more, we go story after story, we don't have time, but even Bible characters that were faced with stressful situations. So what is stress? The dictionary says that stress is this, a state of mental or emotional strain or tension resulting from adverse or very demanding circumstances. I think each one of us can think of a time in our life when we were faced with a stressful situation. Maybe it was waiting on a call from a doctor with news. Maybe it had something to do with maybe a family member, teenagers that was sick in the hospital, or a parent or a grandparent that was sick. And we're faced with stressful situations. And when you have stress in your life, when you have stress in your heart, it's like carrying a heavy backpack around that's filled with weight, and it just weighs you down. That's what stress does. Stress never helps anything. It weighs you down. It pulls you down. Teenager, when you have stress in your life, it's harder to focus on schoolwork. It's harder to focus on the Lord because you're letting the stress weigh you down. And it goes all the way up to our the rest of us. Listen, stress weighs us down. So how should we deal with stress according to the Bible? I have three quick things and we will be done. Number one, let's go to James chapter 4. How do we deal with stress? James chapter 4. James chapter 4. If you've ever dealt with stress, why don't you say amen? Let's try it again. If you've ever dealt with stress, say amen. Amen. Yes, I want us all to realize that we're not alone. James chapter 4. Number one, how do we deal with stress according to the Bible? Number one, submit to God's will. Submit to God's will. James chapter 4, verse 6 says this, "But He giveth more grace." Amen. "Wherefore He saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble." Verse 7, "Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Verse 8, "Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you." When we begin to realize that God knows best, we won't be as stressed. We won't. Listen, you know what stress is? If you break it down for a minute, when you get stressed about something, it's because it didn't go your way, or it didn't go the way that you planned it. And really, it's your vision. That's what it is. Is, oh, it didn't go the way I wanted it to go. I can't pay my bills. I got fired from my job. My mother is sick. Whatever it may be, I'm having health difficulties. It's focused on us. It's really a pride thing, stress is. It's a pride thing. Listen, I'm not saying that when we have difficult situations that every one of us are going to be happy-go-lucky and cheerful, but I am saying that stress can very easily overtake you. Not just physically, but spiritually, mentally. Stress can overtake you. It's an issue of pride. Listen, when we stop and realize that God's got a bigger plan, whenever these difficult situations come, instead of saying, oh no, it's not going the way I want it, we say instead, God, if this is what you're doing, then I'm all for it. That's the opposite of stress. That's submitting to what God has. Submitting to God's will. And it comes with humility. Coming away from what you want in your will and saying, God, whatever you want to do in my life, I am A-okay with it. I'm excited about it. I love it. If it's difficult, I'm going to trust that there's a bigger picture and you know best. Submitting to God's will. What else? Number two, and we got about 6, 7, 8 minutes and we'll be done. Number two, how do we respond to stress? Biblically, number two, go to Isaiah 55. Isaiah chapter 55. Number one, how do we respond to stress? Submit to God's will. Number two, remember that God is in control. Remember, it's so simple, folks. This is not deep at all. Remember that God is in control. Isaiah 55 in verse 9 says this. Look at it. "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Charlie, I told you story about him earlier. Charlie's just been a fun kid from the day he was born, and you know the story. Those who know it, it was an emergency C-section. It was just out of nowhere. And you want to talk about, for me personally, a stressful. That was probably one of the most stressful situations I've ever been in my entire life. Not knowing if my child was going to live, I'll be honest. I was stressed out. I was scared. I was worried. What's going to happen? Instant. Stress can come in a minute, one phone call, one conversation, one instant, and your life could change and stress just comes right in. Charlie they wheeled my wife Wade into surgery and left me in the hallway alone, and I'm sitting there like, what's going on? I cried. I just broke down and said, Lord, what's going on? I was scared. I was scared. And I wish I'd done it sooner, but I didn't know what else to do. I went to the room and And this is not me saying, oh, I'm so spiritual. No, this is just, I didn't know what else to do. I had this Bible with me. I had brought it just to kind of use it for devotions each morning. And I was sitting there, and I'm sitting there crying. I picked it up, and I said, oh, I didn't know what was going on. And I just opened up to the Psalms. And the first psalm I opened up to was Psalm chapter 30. And it said this, and this may not speak to you, spoke to me that moment. It said, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up. And it's not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. And in that very moment of time, as I sat there in that hospital, in Allegiance Hospital, not knowing if my son would live, God said, hey, I'm in control. Hey, I'm still here. And although I was nervous and a little scared and fearful of the future, some peace rested on me. And it wasn't, it was from the Lord. Like he just came and just put his arm around me and said, it's going to be all right. And a minute or two later, the rest is history, nurses came in and said, hey, baby's fine, your wife's fine, praise the Lord. But in that 10, 15 minutes, while I didn't know what was going on, and I was stressed, God reminded me that he was in control. Stressful situations will come into your life. Adults, just so the teenagers know, life gets a little bit more difficult as you become an adult. Amen? And that doesn't mean that being an adult is terrible, because it's great. I love being an adult. I don't look like it, but I love it. Okay, it's great. But listen, teenager, you think it's difficult now, and it is difficult for some of you. I understand that. We're praying for Avion and Clinton and their stepdads in jail and other things going on in your life. Yes, times can get stressful now, but listen, you've got to deal with it now. You've got to figure out how to respond to it now, so that when you are these dear folks, listen, they've obviously, many of these dear folks have handled stress correctly, praying, because they're still here. They haven't walked away from God. They've submitted to God's will. They've remembered that God is in control, and we all need to do the same. Because listen, the situations of stress will come. Amen, brother. Yes, they will. But how are we going to look at them? Are we going to look at them through eyes of negativity and fear and not knowing what's going to happen? Or are we going to look at them from the eyes of Christ? The mind of Christ, saying, God's got a plan. God wants to teach me something. God wants to do something. He's going to show himself mighty. Listen, that is remembering that God is in control. Oh yes, they'll come. Problems will come in. Stressful situations, you know what they are? Stressful situations are opportunities to see God move. If we need to look, I need to look at them like that. Stressful situations, trials, difficulties, you know what they are? They're opportunities to see God move. They're opportunities to build your trust in God. They're opportunities to learn a lesson that God wants to teach you. That is what stressful situations should be in our heart. Every time we're faced with a difficulty, instead of just falling apart, and yes, there are times when that will happen. Yes, we're human. But to rise up from the ashes and say, God, what do you want to teach me? Lord, I want to see you move and work in a mighty way. Number one was submit to God's will. Number two, remember that God is in control. Number three, and we're done, Luke chapter 9. Oh, the stressful situations are going to come. Yes, they will. I'm only 25, and I know that. And I know many of you could go on and on and tell story after story how God showed himself mighty in your situations. And teenagers, I hope you're listening tonight. Because some of you are going through stressful situations right now, and you don't know how to deal with them. Listen, Luke chapter 9, number 3. He said number 1 was submit to God's will. Number 2, remember that God's in control. Number 3, how do we respond to stress from the Bible? Number 3, daily take up your cross. Daily take up your cross. And when we're talking about the word cross there, we can just take up that stressful situation. Be ready to take it and deal with it. Luke chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus said this, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. It is a daily decision. I wish, teenager, I wish, dear church member tonight, that we could come all to the altar and say, Lord, I'm giving you all my stressful situations for the rest of my life, and everything will be peachy keen. No, it's a daily decision, isn't it? It's a daily decision. It's waking up every morning saying, God, whatever you got for me today, I'm going to trust you. Teenager, it's saying, God, whatever you want to do in my life, I'll follow you. I'll do what you want. If a difficulty comes in with family, then I'm going to trust you. If I have trouble in school or with friends or whatever's going on, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to obey your word. I'm going to do what's right. Not going to let it overtake me. Some of you have dealt with stressful situations in your past, and they still haunt you, and they still really run your life. You let this past situation in your life control you. Let it stress you out and just really ruin whatever God has for you. Oh, don't do that. Take up your cross. Take up your cross. It's a daily decision. Should we live in stress? No, we shouldn't live in stress. Do we have to live in stress? No, we don't. But do we usually? Do I usually? Yeah, I do. I do. Because I don't submit. I forget that God's in control and I don't daily take up my cross. It's a daily decision. We don't have to live in stress. We don't have to do it. No, there's a way out. The Bible says that God is faithful. Listen, there's no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. God is faithful. Make a way to escape. You may be able to bear it. Oh, we don't have to live in stress. I think of the beautiful hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." All our sins and griefs to bear. We should never be discouraged. What a lyric. We should never be discouraged. Who wrote that? Let me talk to him. We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. I think of the word forfeit. I think of playing a sports game and you forfeit, so you lose. You give up. You say, I don't want to win. We'll forfeit. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. I'll take the stress and fear. I'm forfeiting that peace. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Needless. We don't need to have that pain weighing us down. No, it's needless pain we bear. Oh, I wish I had time. I don't. I was going to do an illustration. We'll be done. We'll pray and sing a verse of a song in just a minute. But I was going to have a young person come up here and just illustrate stress, how sometimes, and take these hymnals and place them on our arms and try to get him to do something and realize that sometimes we are faced with many things in our life. Listen, some of you work two jobs. Some of you are providing for a family. Some of you may be going through difficulties with your kids or whatever it may be. And yes, there are so many things all around you, difficulties and struggles, and you are juggling so many things, and it's hard to do what's right, and it's hard to have faith sometimes, but it's not impossible because God gives the answer. And what I was going to do is have that young person holding all those hymnals, trying to do something, and then the Lord comes through and just begins taking that away and carrying it for you. And that's exactly what He wants to do. God wants to come in and take that stress away. You don't have to live in stress. You don't. Oh, each one of you, I could go around the room. I've talked to many of you about health difficulties. And obviously, teenagers, I know some of your personal difficulties that you go through with your family and at home. And some of you have lost spouses. And some of you have lost children. And some of us are dealing with difficulties. And we've had a crazy year of all these crazy things happening in our lives. And job loss. And on we could go. Of situations in our life that can bring stress. My mom used to always tell me, as a teenage boy, that would be dramatic sometimes. She used to tell my sister this too. She'd say, "You know what? You're too blessed to be stressed. Why don't you write that down? You're too blessed to be stressed." And it's so true. We're too blessed to be stressed. We've got too much good things that God's done for us. Saved. We've got a beautiful church family. We're too blessed to be stressed. If you're dealing with stress tonight, may I just challenge you? Submit to God's will. He's got a bigger plan. Remember that He's in control. He is. He's in control. He knows what's going on. And then daily take up your cross. Teenager, daily take up your cross. Every day say, "God, whatever you got for me, I'm ready. I want to serve you. I want to do right. If you throw a difficulty my way, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to follow you no matter what happens." Daily take up your cross. I always think, and we can have our ladies come. We'll pray in just a minute. Our ladies come. We're going to sing song number 534. And we'll play after we pray. But I think of the song. We'll sing it in a moment. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else can heal all our soul's diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Listen to this chorus. Jesus knows all about our struggles. And He does. And He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Lord, please, I ask You, bless this short invitation. Please, Lord, if there's someone tonight that is dealing with stress, help them to come to this altar and give it over to You, Lord, and submit to Your will. Remember that You're in control, Lord, and daily take up their cross. God, we do not have to live in stress, and You do not want us to live in stress. Every stressful situation, God, is an opportunity for us to see You do great things and for us to learn something from You, God, please. Head your bowed, eyes are closed. Say, Pastor Donald, I'm dealing with some stress in my life right now. Would you raise your hand up so I can see it? I'm dealing with some stress in my life. Be honest. Hands all over the room. Well, why don't we do this? The piano starts to play right now. Why don't you come to this old-fashioned altar and give it over to God? Folks, you're already coming. Give that stress over to God. Submit to His will. Altar's open if you need it. Come and do business with God. God, I got some things weighing me down. Oh, Lord, please. I want to give it over to You. We're too blessed to be stressed.